In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. I want to congratulate all of you for the feast, celebrating today the Feast of the Cross. And even though it is not one of the Lord's feasts, but it is treated by the Church as one of them. And we celebrate the Feast of the Cross twice a year, as you know. One during the Great Fast and one in September in the 17th of Tut. So reflecting on some of the meanings of the cross quickly, today we celebrate it not as a sign of victory and salvation only, but also as we embrace a lifestyle and a consistent choice in life. It is of course something joyful to use the cross and use its blessings, kiss it, and we put it around our necks. But whenever it comes to making a choice in life, this is truly where the test is. Do I choose the cross? Do I make a choice based on it? Or the cross at that time will be something that's painful? I will run away from it. So always remember this. The cross is not only a sign for a blessing, a reminder of the victory that was granted to us, but also it's a lifestyle. It's a choice that we do it every single day when we choose to live according to its value. A second meaning, it's the bar of obedience and submission and seriousness in our spiritual struggle. If you say that I am generally an obedient person and I know how to submit, then the question will be up to what? What is your limit? The limit is the cross. If you say that I'm a loving person, I love and I give and I find joy in it, what is your bar? Where exactly you should be going to whenever you say that I'm a loving person? It is the cross. When you say that I am serious about my spiritual struggle, my relationship with God is something I value very much, the question will always be, up to what? If I'm not there yet, then definitely there is something that's missing. This is the bar of obedience, the bar of love, and the bar of seriousness. It is also the requirement of a discipleship. The cross is not something optional for some of us, and some others are exempted from it. If you want to be truly a follower of Christ the King, then it is the cross. And this is what he said. And this is also what St. John the Beloved reminded us with in his first epistle, when he said, he who says he abides in him ought himself also to walk just as he walked. If we say and we claim that we are in him, then our lifestyle should reflect this, that as he walked, we walk. He is fasting, we are fasting. He is enduring pain with patience, then this is something for us also to imitate. The cross will always be for the world and those who are perishing, foolishness. People will look at it and say, this does not make any sense. And I'm not speaking about the sign of the cross, but I'm speaking about the lifestyle of carrying a cross. To spend hours in the church instead of going for fun is foolishness. Sunday, today you can sleep and then you spend a good day with your friends doing anything except coming to the church. This is what people say. For other people, they do not understand what is the meaning of coming here spending 4 or 5 hours in the church. To fast and deny yourself what your body desires is foolishness according to the standard of the world. For us, all of these are the manifestations of the power of God. When we choose them, we choose the cross, and by which we say we are among those who are saved. To abstain from sin and immorality, while most of the people are doing so, still foolishness. In your schools, people will say, if you don't have a boyfriend or a girlfriend, or if you're still virgin in high school, then you are weird. Something wrong about you. Why? Simply because, again, it is the foolishness of the cross. To give while your resources are scarce already. Give from your necessity. It's foolishness. Why you do anything like this? To serve and to offer your time, effort, and talent for no return. Nothing. It's still counted as foolishness for those who are perishing. When we do them, we are declaring that we are among the saved ones, the chosen ones, simply because we value the cross and we understand the meanings of all of these actions. It is the altar on which we offer ourselves as sacrifice. We are requested to do so. St. Paul is instructing the Romans and we with them when he says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Where we offer ourselves, it is on the altar of the cross. In the way we worship God. Worship is something that is, yes, difficult. When you stand to pray for 5 minutes at home, it's more difficult than you stand for hours in your workplace or walking miles in order for you to do something. Why? Because again, it is the offering. You are offering yourself as a sacrifice. It is difficult. But remember, when you do this, you are using the cross as your altar and you gladly accepting to offer yourself on this altar. The cross also is the school that teaches us about ourselves and about the world in many, many ways. One of the things that we learn from the cross is that we are so limited and we are so weak. We are so vulnerable, so fallible. All of these meanings come from the cross. We might think of ourselves that we can endure. We are strong people. We follow Christ on any kind of situation. But when pain comes, at that time, the cross will reveal to us where we are, where we stand. It is also a school in how it teaches us about the world and its vanities that are passing away. Things that we value will come to the point whenever we are in pain, have no value whatsoever. The cross will teach us this thing. The world and all of its vanities pass away. It is also the school that teaches us how to cease from sin. If we enjoy the pleasures of this world, one thing can make us to stop, which is pain. The cross definitely will make us at that time not to think about anything that is sinful. St. Peter says this in his first epistle, chapter 4, he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. If you pray, God, please help me that I would refrain from sinning. There is something that's so much loved, a sin, and I want to stop. The only way for this to happen is that we are to be crucified. Pain to happen, at that time, sin is no more something that we long for. This is again something that's helpful, it is needed, something that's good, but it carries this kind of cost in it. At last, the cross also is a tool that transforms our pains into salvation. Pain is something that's dreadful. People look at it and they want to avoid it on any cost. But how our pains that will happen, no matter what, no matter how much we try to avoid it, no one can spare himself to fall in under this kind of burden of pain. How pain can become something that can save us? It is only through the cross. In which way? The apostles, and when they endure suffering, they did this for the sake of Christ. They were joyful. Their pain would become for them salvation. Another example is somebody like Lazarus in the parable of the rich man and Lazarus. He was not preaching Christ. He was just suffering. How his pain was transformed into salvation? Just by accepting it. Not complaining. Not uttering a word of like blasphemy against God. Why I'm going through this? Just by accepting pain, his pain was transformed into a reason for his salvation. When he died, he was carried to the bosom of our father Abraham. Another example also is the right-hand thief. This man lived as a criminal, did nothing that is good, and he was crucified justly. He was receiving the reward of his lifestyle. But what happened at the cross is when he said, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. He considered his pain as fitting. This is what I deserve. At that time, his pain was transformed and made him to be subject now for receiving mercy. Even if you did a mistake, if you are suffering because of your sin, if you are bearing the consequence of your choices, at that time when we say it is fitting, I am receiving the due reward. Your pain at that time of the cross of judging yourself will be transformed into something that's helpful for your salvation. It is also in the same way for the prodigal son, another person who made a mistake, and his mistake caused him to suffer humiliation and hunger. And through his humiliation, this pushed him to repent. The cross, the pain of the cross at that time, by paying for what he did, was able to bring him back to his sins. So this is something, again, as we said, pain is something we do not like, we want to avoid. But in it, when we accept it on the cross, at that time pain will make sense, will be something that not only we will embrace, but will help our salvation. As I said at the beginning, today we celebrate a feast, not only of a sign of victory, but also of a lifestyle and a consistent choice of in life. May the Lord to grant us all many, many days celebrating the cross and celebrating its effect in our lives. And glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.